I patented it with a couple of other people, laboratory, the oxypolygelatin.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I had the idea of making oxypolygelatin, perhaps 1940 or thereabouts.
And oxypolygelatin really never caught on, did it, as a plasma substitute?
Well, it wasn't approved by the Plasma Substitute Committee. And it was manufactured for veterinary use. My understanding is that it's still being manufactured in some places, but I don't have information. The committee on plasma substitutes said that it shouldn't be administered because it wasn't homogeneous molecularly.
Huh.
It involves a range of molecular weights. I felt that what difference does it make if there's a range of molecular weights? If it works.
Well, it's not as though there aren't a range of molecular weight substances in plasma anyway. That's a,
Yes, blood would be in the plasma. You have serum albumin with molecular weight about 65,000, and serum globulin with molecular weight 160,000.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So what difference does it make if there's a range?